GRD presents another moment from RavenCon. This time, Saucy sitting in on a panel, Weird Westerns, taking a look at the science and supernatural and how that's been mixed in with Western fiction and movies, TV, and games. A panel moderated by Nicole Givens-Kurtz, with R.S. Belcher, Saucy, of course, and Christopher L. Smith. So let's take a moment to get weird with Horses Around.
Thanks, Nicole, the moderator, who's also a teacher and writer of the Weird Westerns, is coming out in the Straight Out of Tombstone book from Bane.
Lawless Lands.
Well, thank you, Chris. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Chris Smith. I have two Weird Westerns that I've written so far. I plan on making it a series with recurring characters, Isaac Crane and Daniel Running Bear. One of them is in this anthology here. The other one is in the anthology that UPS felt the need that I didn't need it to this weekend, so they didn't get it to me in time. Not that I'm bitter. I hate UPS. Thank you. I live in Texas. I basically live in the Weird Wild West as we speak. I mean, we've got Austin, which is almost a tech capital, or former tech capital, but is now being invaded by a bunch of people from California. So we've got Keep Austin Weird is the official city motto. I live in San Antonio, which is basically little northern Mexico. We've got an amazing blend of cultures and all that, but, you know, our hippies carry, basically, you know. So Texas is still very much its own weird little country in some ways. So I've always liked Westerns, and so the very first thing I write is, what happens if Josie Wales runs into a werewolf, and how would he handle this situation? And that is in the book that's not here. The second one is, how would Josie Wales, now established Isaac Crane, deal with a Wendigo and not have any understanding whatsoever of what's happening and just knows that he's got to get away and kill this thing and gets himself embroiled in the whole situation. So, but that's me.
I'm Saucy from GeekRadioDaily.com. Ding. And we do the ding. It's fun. We have a podcast Monday through Friday, and it's daily. More daily than The Daily Show anyways. And we do a weekly show that's like, I don't know, an hour and 30-ish minutes. And I like Westerns a lot, mostly on movie and television basis. But that's about it.
Okay. So for the sake of the audience, let's define what we think what a weird Western is. What makes it different from like your traditional Western?
Well, I mean, generally, and I was having this discussion with my writing partner, Casey, because we are in the process of writing what could be considered a weird Western, also a steampunk thing. A lot of it is attitude. You know, it's not just the setting. It's not just cowboys, horses, Indians, and monsters, etc. But has anybody seen Logan, the new Logan movie? Okay. I consider Logan a weird Western. It is a very unforgiving kind of feel to the whole movie, and it has that Western vibe. In fact, they make several references to Shane and, you know, the more or less disgraced hero who has to come back for one more ride. But it's also got mutants and robot people and, you know, stuff like that. So I consider Logan a perfect weird Western for the modern era.
I think it's basically, for me, whenever Westerns meet, like, a supernatural type thing, sort of like your Jonah Hex, Wynonna Earp, things of that nature, even Grim Prairie Tales. It's an anthology with James Earl Jones and this other guy, and they basically meet at the campfire and tell kind of, like, supernatural-ish type Western little tales, campfire tales, if you will. And things of that nature, yeah.
So let me, because I get it, every time I do this panel, I get into it with the panelists, not on purpose, but because I feel that what Chris said was good about Weird Western was that it's an attitude. I won't go there, but I will say it's not confined to the American West, that it is a sense of a new frontier, as opposed to it being just a Western in a sense that it's only confined to the Southwest region of the United States during a certain 10-year period or 20-year period. That is much more broad than that. So we're looking at things like Cowboy Bebop, which is a new frontier out in space.
Right.
I mean, Roddenberry sold Star Trek as Wagon Train to the Stars. So again, this sense of wonder, this sense of encountering new things this sense of we are isolated, the sense of isolation plays a huge role in weird Westerns because it is not your traditional place. So if you think about people who were in the East traveling West, that was a whole new landscape. It was a lot of different cultures. I mean, it was a very, if you look at Westerns in general, like just historically, it was a place of freedom, but it was also a place of great hardship and new things. It was magical in a sense, but it was also very strange. And so I feel like that those pieces, as long as it is in your story, will make it kind of a weird Western, and like what you were saying. You want to jump in here?
Yes, I do.
Do that.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Well,
share.
I'm just curious if you think, because I agree with everything that you're saying, Nicole, but I'm curious if you think that it's also necessary to have a certain sense of, what do they call it? Rugged individualism?
Yes.
In the characters, in order for it to qualify as a weird Western, or an idea of extreme self-reliance, I guess,
or fierce independence. Because I think a lot of, if you look at Westerns in general, like if you have former slaves recently, or if you look at Hell on Wheels, which is not a weird Western, but is a Western in its sense, mm-hmm. you have a lot of different Irish immigrants, Chinese immigrants, a lot of people. It's not a fierce independence, but it is a sense of I will conquer this.
Yeah.
And community has been redefined in the American West. If you think about what a community is, what this one horse town is, or what this boom town is a new community. These are people who back east would not be associating with each other at all.
No, coming from a city like Boston or New York at
right.
the time, where you have Little Italy and you have
very
Chinatown,
segregated. Yes.
So now you've got all these people
that's
put together
in one space, having to make a life. And so much of my weird Westerns, there's always, it's probably almost always a female protagonist, and she's either Dene, which she's Navajo, or she's Black. And so that in and of itself, so my stories are the other people in the West, right? So, and of course, there's some magic, but sometimes it's science. And we talked about, you mentioned steampunk, somebody mentioned steampunk earlier. We talked about the Weird Wild West being more, or not necessarily magic, supernatural, but being more steampunkish, science fiction-y.
Sure.
And we're going to get to that. But my question for both of you is this. Do you feel like it has to be regulated to the American West, or do you feel like it can be stretched out beyond
that?
Not at all.
I think it could be anything that is... that fits the same things you're dealing with in Westerns, new places, new areas, lots of like hardships, and that's space.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started Cowboy Bebop like last week over again. So I mean, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I was thinking about, and we'll get to like examples of the Weird Wild West later, but Chris, tell me, why do you write it? Why do you love it?
I don't know. I've always really liked Westerns, and I grew up watching Clint Eastwood movies. So, you know, and not just the big ones like Unforgiven or Josie Wales, but like Pale Rider, Hang 'Em High is a great weird Western that doesn't come off as a weird Western at first. You don't know anything about it until he does this and
right.
shows that, you know, he was the guy that they hung.
Yeah.
And I like the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it's not easy to solve problems at all. And that's how I kind of wrote my first story, was I had a friend who's like, so how would he take care of a werewolf? Well, I don't know. What kind of, you know, someone new to this, how could he accidentally stumble into it? He grabbed a piece of silverware and, you know, it started out, he stabbed him. And my friend's like, it's got to be a spoon, right? You got to make it a spoon.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I get a werewolf killed with a silver spoon? Well, we got a blunderbuss hanging over the door, and let's just play with Chekhov's gun a little bit. We have it. We show it in the first act. We must use it by the third.
Yes.
And sure enough, we did. So, but yeah, I mean, I like the attitude of the cowboy. I like it is such an American genre. You really don't find it a whole lot outside of the United States. And I could be way off on this. I mean, you know, the Ronin, the Samurai, all that, but...
No, if you think about how, and read about how other countries see us, they always talk about the American cowboy, right? And our cavalier attitude towards things.
Yeah. And
so
having,
I think you're right.
Having lived in England for a while, if you said you were American, you were either from Texas or New York.
Mm-hmm.
LA sort of started creeping into that more recently, but most people are like, oh, you don't have a New York accent. No, I'm from Texas. Oh, the other state. Yeah, the other state. Yeah.
I know we have 50, right?
There's more,
100.
You know.
all you see in movies, right, is Texas and New York
City. New York. And, you know, it's like, oh, you bloody Yanks, don't you call me a Yankee.
Right.
You know, I am from the South. So.
And we will rise again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Saucy, I'm a horrible moderator.
No, you're no worse than I am. Let's just be honest. What was it?
My question was, why do you write it or why do you watch it?
I started watching Westerns with my grandfather when I was very small, and I just never stopped. And I mean, I've watched Lonesome Dove like 30 times at least, and so many of the John Wayne movies, and I love them. They're the biggest part of movie history that anybody should ever watch, to me. You know, they're just great.
I'm really going to age myself.
There's so much history.
Has anybody ever seen the old Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Brave Star?
Yes.
Thank God I'm not the only one. Okay.
We're going to get to like the whole, I do want to talk about the shows, and I want to talk about, so if you could be any Weird Western character, who would it be?
You go first.
It's not fair.
Like, it's not fair, man.
Anyone. Who'd it be?
Yeah, but everybody wants to be Jim West.
Who?
I said Jim West.
He said Jim West.
Yeah. No, I know who it is. I just didn't hear you.
Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
He's Jonah Hex.
I'm going to say Brave Star, because that was really cool. The man could, like, turn himself into the strength of, or not turn himself into it, but, you know, strength of the bear, eyes of the eagle. My alternate choice would then, of course, be Josie Wales, because he's just the stone cold badass. I wouldn't want to go through what he had to go through to become the stone cold badass. But the man can squint and say more with
yes.
You know, and that scene, you know, the scene where he kicks in the door at the bar and he's just perfectly framed in the doorway.
Yes, it's perfect.
And you're just like, shit's gonna happen.
This is about to be really bad. It's a toss for me. I would either be Tulip from Preacher or I would be Trigun.
You and I are gonna get along so well.
So part of me wants to be Trigun, right? Just because I love that series. And Trigun is a Weird Western. Just so we're like, does anyone know what I'm talking about when I mention Trigun? I'm getting blank stares. I'm an anime nerd, so just if you don't know, say Nicole, what the heck is that?
I saw Vampire Hunter D.
Yes. Oh, and Vampire Hunter D is also a favorite, but I don't want to be him.
Okay.
So Trigun or Tulip from Preacher would be one of the two I would pick. But you know, it's a hard toss for me. Sometimes I want to be Fei Fei from Space Cowboy Bebop.
Tulip O'Hare is awesome.
Can be River Tam.
Yes.
I don't know if I want you killing people with your brain. That's the only thing.
How would you like me killing them, Chris?
Far away from me.
What is another panel?
I don't want to be anywhere near the spatter. Because there will be the spatter.
All right, so here we go. Favorite Weird Western that is on television or a movie that's not a book? It can be a comic.
Winona Earp. Winona Earp was really
good.
I really enjoyed that.
It's on Netflix if you haven't seen it. But
I thought it was really well done. It could be really good, but it could be really, really bad. And sci-fi doesn't have a good track record right now. Not for me, at least.
It's definitely entertaining.
But I really had a good time with the storyline and the plot. And it wasn't missing.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What was
it again?
Winona Earp. You can binge watch it on Netflix if you missed it on Sunday.
Yeah, because I
not a fan
one
of.
More thing to distract me from.
I don't dislike it. It's not my favorite.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other movies that we haven't already mentioned. Hang 'em High probably would be my favorite. Now that I've realized that it's a Weird Western. I like the.
You're like, wait, I just realized it was a Weird Western, and it's my favorite.
Yeah, now it's my favorite. Well, I can't say Wild Wild West. As much as I enjoyed that movie, I don't want to get run out on the rail.
Well, it's a television show.
No, television
show. The Will Smith movie. I actually like the Will Smith movie.
See, I like
it too, but I prefer the television show.
I haven't seen enough of it, but I would like to. I know. See, run out of a rail.
You're like, why is he even in here if he's not seen, right, the Wild Wild West TV show?
I've seen it.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Like, 22 episodes. I'm not that old.
I know. I watched it with my mom, so who was in love with Jim West, but anyway.
Okay.
Sorry.
At this point, I'd have to say Hang 'em High. And I'm trying to think of something else that has come up. The Jonah Hex movie was very entertaining for what it was. Not a fan of the comic, or not having read all
Cowboys
of the
vs. Aliens.
Cowboys vs. Aliens was okay. It was disappointing.
Yes.
Not a fan.
Jon Favreau could do so much better, obviously, as, and I was really, really looking forward to that because it has Harrison Ford.
Yep.
It has
Daniel Craig,
who is usually freaking awesome. ladies, I have towels if you need them.
I might need a timeout. I'm just saying. Please don't say the word moist on this panel. You are forbidden for saying the word moist on this panel.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
So there's also Firefly. There's also... Firefly.
Okay, definitely.
But Firefly is one of the ones... Yes.
Do you consider Westworld weird?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Westworld,
yes, absolutely.
Indeed. There's that one.
Although that's almost an artificial weird Western.
But it's still...
It's almost like science fiction in a Western sense.
But it's still weird. Like, weird doesn't
definitely
have to be supernatural. Yeah, it's very strange. But remember, weird doesn't necessarily always equate to supernatural or magic. It can also be steampunk weird or steampunk and science fiction-y, which is what Westworld was. I'm also thinking about... I like anime, so I have a bunch of animes in my head, like... Yeah.
Fist of the North Star is almost. It's really pushing the limits of it, but I mean, you have
it
your...
It's still counted as such,
you
know,
you have your lone hero, quiet, stoic guy that's walking through punching buildings.
Vampire Hunter D, but also, has anyone watched Gunsword with Val?
Yeah.
And the Mecha? Right?
Yeah,
it comes from this guy?
Another one called... It's not very good. It was... called Wild Arms Twilight Venom. But it has a really awesome soundtrack.
Okay, so one of the requirements for a weird Western is that you must have a kick-ass soundtrack.
Oh, no.
But I agree with you, but I think, like, Sword, I have Gunsword, which I really love. If you haven't seen the anime, it's fantastic. And again, you have your, and one of my other favorites, which is not a movie yet, but it will be out in May, is the Dark Tower series by Stephen King.
Yes.
It is my absolute favorite series ever. So I have all the books, all the concordances, I have all of the comics in singles and in graphics.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a total nerd with that. So the Dark Tower series is probably, for me, in terms of written work, next to Ron Belcher's work, which we're going to talk about. Belcher's work underneath that. It's probably like Stephen King, Belcher. If you haven't read Laura Gillen's Silver on the Road, is another excellent weird Western series with a female protagonist, which I like a lot.
Preacher.
The comic.
Now that they've made it a TV show, I'm still on the fence about how they're handling it, being a hardcore Preacher comic fan. But
the ending, they're right. They look like they're going to go on track for season two.
Yes.
It's kind of chaotic at the front end.
It is. And since... Garth Ennis signed off on it and said, yeah, this is fine, go ahead and do this. I have a little bit more faith that they're going to be.
Okay.
But speaking of Tulip, I had an issue with how they represented Tulip in the show. Her attitude wasn't right.
No, it wasn't, at all. It was
not. She's
not
manic.
She's not.
She was never manic.
Nope.
You know, she was very pragmatic. And the Tulip in the show built a rocket launcher out of a coffee can. This is not my Tulip O'Hare. I don't know who
it's
you are.
It's not. I don't know what they're doing with that.
I'm gonna give her a chance.
I don't know.
Sorry, I just got you.
So, anyone,
we're gonna talk about
Preacher?
My favorite comic for the next
Preacher?
15 minutes.
Can we talk about anyone watching Preacher? If you haven't seen Preacher, you can binge watch it on Hulu.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is where I saw it.
Or Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
I love it. It is not my comic. Okay, so if you're a diehard fan of the comic, you have to do what I did with the Harry Potter movies, which is understand that this is one medium, and this is another.
Yeah.
I had to do that also with the Hunger Games. Yes. Whoever groaned, I had to stop watching the movies because I had a hard time. Like, this is not the book I read. So if you haven't watched Preacher, do watch it. It is a fantastic weird Western.
It is very weird.
If you read the comic, you'll get more of a fantastic weird Western.
It starts weird and gets
weirder. I love it.
Just when you think that you've gotten to the edge of what the hell can happen next, it's like, oh, that.
That.
Oh. Okay.
That. Samurai 7 is a weird Western, even though they're all samurais. Because it's based off of Seven Samurai, right? Mm-hmm. Which is which they took to
Magnificent
do
Seven.
The Magnificent Seven, right? Yeah. So, the anime I adore, and I love the movies. So, all right, my last question. Then we'll engage with the audience. What's next for Weird Westerns? What's next in terms of where can they go? Because they're kind of popular-ish now.
They're getting there, yeah.
So where can they go next? We have Weird Westerns in anime, we have Weird Westerns in movies. Once the Dark Tower movie drops,
you're right.
And if it's successful, please don't screw this up. I can definitely see that the genre will crack open more so than it has, because right now it's kind of like a little brother to other things, right? But I can definitely see it coming into its own. What do you guys think? What's next for Weird Westerns?
I think it might go the way it's going right now for a while, probably. Because, I mean, they are doing a lot of stuff. I mean, we had Wynonna Earp, we have Peacemakers, which is a Hulu original, where they're adding, like, some pretty advanced forensic science to the Wild West, which is an interesting concept. They just had Westworld, so they're doing something pretty constant. So I think it'll stay like that for a while, and then it'll either increase or go flat. That's usually the way they run it.
What I'm hoping is they don't start really going more of a steampunk angle with it. And nothing against steampunk, but it's kind of a different mentality. It does tie into the Weird West, but what I don't want to see is the fantastical elements of steampunk get too mixed into that, and then have everybody go, oh, I love Weird West, this is, you know, and then have all the steampunk. I don't know, maybe I'm just being snobby about it.
You are.
I am. I don't have a whole
Keep
lot of problem with steampunk, but when you're trying to write
Western
steampunk and you're trying to write believable real-world physics steampunk, how many times have I talked to you and just go, you just can't do it. This is driving me crazy.
That's why you do Full Metal Alchemist type stuff. You
nice.
Like throw magic in there and make it a little less.
We can't. We're not allowed. We were specifically told no magic.
No magic.
Ha ha.
No magic?
No magic.
So just straight up steam. Straight up steam in the West? You can do that.
Yeah, okay, no magic at all.
But
not even like some.
But you guys were like, it
we
can't
get one
be realistic.
Hand, like,
Native American mojo?
Nope.
Nothing?
No magic. Nope. No magic. No magic. Remember when she said it's not challenging enough, the first idea, and then they threw us this one? We went, ha ha, that's not very challenging. Oh, shit.
Luckily, we're badass.
No magic.
But I mean, like,
nope.
Some Native
magic.
American mojo
no.
works perfect into
what part of no
perfect, but
magic.
You have to
this
fight
for it.
This
was the voice of God saying, no magic.
But you're not real. You're not the real God. Where's God?
Oh, no. This is our publisher.
Oh, well, yeah, then yes, God. That's definitely the person that's running your universe.
And yours, too, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Miss Tony
said no.
No magic.
Magic.
And we obey Miss Tony.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we obey.
Yes, we do. Because we love Tony, and we want Tony to be happy with
us. Yes, we do.
We're not
scared
of Tony.
Your Highness, Queen Tony.
We want you to be happy with us. Sorry.
We love you, Tony.
All right.
It's recorded now. It's official.
If you want that part taken out, we can.
Don't worry about it. She'll
that's okay.
It
can be deleted.
No, she'll get a kick out of it. Tony.
Editing is beautiful.
All right, so we have...
If I may follow up real quick.
Yeah.
The one great thing about the Weird Western genre is that you can go just about anywhere.
Yeah. The sky is the limit.
That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, it is all about, like you said, the exploration and the community and all that. I mean, we have Firefly, which is basically a Western in space.
Yep.
Not so much weird, because it has some of the aspects. The Reavers definitely. Mm-hmm. But then they got rid of the mysticism behind the Reavers when Serenity came out, which was a great explanation for it. It worked in universe, but it also kind of took away that, gee, what's going to happen next with these guys? It took away the whole mystery of it all of a sudden. So, and then River got to kick their ass, which was fantastic. It was great. And yes, it's still too soon to make Wash jokes. I don't care what anybody says. It's always too soon.
I see your point.
Shut up.
Do you guys think with Weird Westerns too that you said that you could take it anywhere?
Just about, yeah.
So where haven't we taken it? I write with Westerns in New Mexico, what are usually an African American or a Dene heroine. So there, I was into, shameless plug, I was in two anthologies of, they're called Lost Trails, Forgotten Tales of the Weird Wild West. There's volumes one and two. And in those, both those volumes, there are stories about everyone else that was in the West that wasn't a white cap hero, a white guy. All right, so if you're interested in those type of stories, they're published by Wolfsinger Publications, which is out of Colorado. I sold out yesterday of those, but you can find them on Amazon. But I think what's where we haven't gone, where do you think we haven't gone?
We've gone to space. We've gone to alternate timelines. We've gone to
a fantasy world.
That's about it. Yeah. Well, no, because we got Dark Tower.
Underwater.
You have Dark Tower.
Underwater.
Which is a mashup of everything.
Horses don't swim well underwater, so you know.
Sure they do. Seahorses.
Have you not watched an Aquaman cartoon where he is riding with a saddle on a seahorse?
On a giant seahorse.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. That's
Jason Momoa.
I was really disappointed to find out seahorses weren't that big.
Are you kidding me?
There's not a band.
How is Aquaman riding this thing?
To cool me down from that. Okay, sorry.
I don't know. They went just, I mean, Avatar, Weird Western, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like, true. They've been everywhere. They've been all over the place.
Dances with Thunder Smurfs.
Yeah.
Thunder Smurfs. Dances with Thunder Smurfs.
Oh, my God.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Stop.
It does. You will never see that movie and not think of that phrase now.
I will never watch it again because I have lots of issues with that movie that is for a different audience, but yeah. But they have done that with Avatar, so we've done space. We've not done a water one.
No,
not really. Does anyone know an aquatic Weird Western?
Water World.
Well, I mean,
that's more post-apocalyptic.
I feel like Water World is post-apocalyptic.
It is.
I just don't. I mean, it kind of would in a way,
but you've
mesh
got,
with westerns because of the like foreign thing, everybody coming together in a small community. But at the same time, it's
fighting
not.
Against the oil barons.
So do you think Mad Max is a Weird Western?
No, I don't.
Ah, yes and no.
I just can't.
What?
The Postman, Waterworld on land.
Yeah, right. Well, so do you think Mad Max? That whole series?
No, I can't do it.
Weird Western?
Yes.
The original.
Yeah,
the first
original.
One.
The first one. I think it's
Road Warrior or Mad Max?
Road Warrior.
Well, you even got your disgraced sheriff.
You do,
right?
You've got your mutants, your freaks, your community that needs saving.
Yep.
Well,
it's basically the Seven Samurai. Actually, you've got a ragtag group of people riding into a town to save it in a desert.
I just can't get behind that one.
You don't like that, Saucy?
Nah.
Tell me why.
I don't know. I mean, I think what really, really breaks it is, I mean, and this is going to sound like hypocrisy for sure, but the cars do it for me. I can't do, spaceships are a little different, and it shouldn't be different, but I can't do the cars. I can't do the gasoline in the cars, and I can't. I just can't.
So you're saying that because it's not...
Because it doesn't fit like enough of my
idea
of a Western.
And it's not
or a spaceship,
a single shuttle's like...
Right.
Spacecraft.
Right, which is not right, but right all at the same time.
I don't horsepower is horsepower.
I know. See, I know, but I can't.
Get beat
heart and mind. Yeah. Note in my mind cannot be.
All right, what do you guys think in the audience? Mad Max, show of hands. Mad Max, Road Warrior, Weird Western.
The first
Road Warrior.
The original.
The
original Road Warrior.
The original Road Warrior.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Road Warrior is not the first one.
It's the second. That's
second.
Yeah.
Right. I have them backwards. Yeah. Well, the first one. What's the first one called?
Mad Max.
Is the first one.
Yeah, that's when he's the
cop.
That's
the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay. And then the Road Warrior is when he's on his own.
Right.
So
yes, that's we're not going to talk about Thunderdome because for me that one doesn't exist.
Oh, come on.
No one needs another hero.
Come on. It has its flaws, but it's also got some really great scenes. Like just the guns. Yes, it's just and they're like.
Well, yeah, but that's
anything else? Oh, yeah. Hang on.
The whole movie as a whole.
Plus, Tina Turner is a flat badass in that movie.
Yes, she is.
She's so awesome.
again, my commentary is perhaps for another audience.
Who runs Bartertown? Who runs Bartertown?
Who runs Bartertown?
I can't. The pig is in the shit. I'm just done. I would no. I can't. Anyway, back to Weird Westerns. So what's next? We said aquatic. We said what's next for Weird Westerns is aquatic Weird Westerns underwater. So part of the description for this panel is we're supposed
Atlantis.
To build one, right? What?
Journey to Atlantis, the Disney movie.
I effing hate that movie.
Oh, come on.
I really hate
Vinny
that movie.
Vinny is awesome.
I know,
little paper
right?
clips, the big ones, you know, boom, no more Chinese laundry. It's Father Guido Sarducci.
We can't
be friends
probably
now.
Probably best reserved for a different audience.
Maybe I have a different aspect.
And I thought I was going to like you.
But we still like Preacher.
We still like Preacher.
Okay, we have that. We have Preacher.
Have Preacher.
We have Preacher.
Yes.
Well, this is a much older Weird Western. I think it was from back in the 30s.
And Vampire Hunter D.
And Vampire.
Huh?
Sorry,
yes,
go ahead.
Anyway,
we're bonding.
I think it's from the 30s, might be the 40s, but it's a serial called The Phantom Empire, which involved the civilization of Mu living in a cavern system under Gene Autry's ranch.
That
yes.
sounds
yes.
interesting.
And there's one scene where two cowpokes disguise themselves as robots, just like in that episode of Futurama.
Yes. So,
what was that called?
We have to build a story.
Yeah.
We have to build a Weird Western story. Is it on the description that we're going to come up with one? We're going to write one today.
I'll bounce two off you based on the framework you built earlier.
Sure.
Into the Badlands.
God damn, I forgot Into the Badlands.
I haven't
love
caught up
Sunny.
With that yet. Is it good?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So.
Is it good?
I haven't caught it yet. I haven't got there
it
yet.
It is.
And based on the ground rules that you laid down earlier,
it is a Weird Western.
Yeah, but also not the movies they did, but if you go back to the original comic book series in the 90s,
which
Alien,
one?
Aliens versus Predator.
Oh,
because the original story is a human outpost isolated by themselves that gets attacked by the aliens.
Which is what? No, that's not what.
No, like I said, ignore the movies. It's the original comic series. It had nothing to do with those movies. It was a novel, and it was also a comic book series, but it fits your criteria.
I remember that. But I have issues with Predator and Alien anyway, just being Weird Westerns. But if it fits the criteria that we gave it, then absolutely.
It's the rugged individualism, the isolationism. I think every rule that you lay down for it is there.
You know what bothers me about it? It's like with Saucy with Cars. There's a horror element to that bothers me. That kind of overtakes the individualism, the working together,
the
survival.
The way they set it up that was kind of cool, in so many of the Westerns, the Indians are the completely outclassed, going to get trashed power, like sort of off by themselves. They get caught between two other powers. The human colony is the one getting crushed between two powers in this one, because the aliens got seated there as a training exercise for the Predators.
Yep.
They've been using this planet for that for centuries,
right.
And in between the times they've done training, the humans popped up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was trying to remember the name. I'm going to throw this out there. Does anybody watch the show, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, Aliens Terraform Earth, it's in St. Louis now.
Oh.
Defiance.
Oh. Defiance.
That's all I needed
Defiance.
Was the name. I was
for
just
sure.
was driving me crazy.
That
for
was
sure.
totally the reference.
Sure.
Defiance,
yes.
Boomtown.
Yes.
Yes, Defiance, lots of different people. Defiance, absolutely.
For sure. Because you've
how
got all the alien classes.
How did I forget Into the Badlands?
That's what you're
I'm sorry,
for.
I'm still stuck there. I love that. If you are not watching that, you should be watching that. It is everything that Iron Fist was supposed to be.
Oh, it's the Chop Saki kind of show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As though, because it's real wire work and stuff like that, right? Okay. I think I saw the first
it
5 minutes.
It is freaking gorgeous, but it is also well written. It is everything that Iron Fist could have been.
I agree. I thought Iron Fist was very disappointing.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with you.
Again, that's another conversation for a different panel, my discuss for Iron Fist.
I think it was terrible. I just thought it was definitely the weakest of the four.
Oh,
and it had other issues, but
I haven't even finished it yet. I don't think I've watched the last episode of Iron Fist yet, and I just stopped because it's not Jessica Jones and it's not Luke Cage and it's definitely not Daredevil, so I don't know what it's supposed to be. So get away.
It should have been what Into the Badlands is, but it's not, so it's terrible.
But I have to give the actors credit because they only got their fight scenes with like 15 minutes before they filmed them.
I don't care.
Okay, so I'm going to give them credit for
the
that.
The fight scenes weren't the problem, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of problems.
The dialogue was terrible.
The dialogue was terrible, and it seemed like they were trying too hard.
It could be they were sick of seeing a white guy save the universe. A wealthy white guy come back from nowhere. It reads like Green Arrow. And well, it should, because that's the...
If that's not the story you wanted, they shouldn't have done Iron Fist, because that was his story back in the
70s. I know. And I'm okay with that, to a certain degree.
The people that were freaking out about the whole whitewashing thing, it's not whitewashing.
It's not whitewashing.
If you really wanted to make it different, they should have done Shang-Chi instead of Iron Fist.
Right. So I don't have an issue with it being a white guy, because Iron Fist is a white guy. I have an issue with the white guy they cast.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
So there are other more talented, better... people, I thought, who could have fit that slot and made that, because he and Luke Cage are supposed to be a fucking kick-ass group, right. Power duo. The Defenders themselves are great, but those two are friends.
Oh yeah, Power Man and Iron Fist, fantastic book.
That doesn't work. I'm looking at Luke Cage and I'm looking at this dude and I'm like, you don't get my brother killed, because you suck.
Good thing he's both.
I can't buy into that. They're gonna have to come, I'm gonna end up falling in love with the Punisher because they're gonna have to come up with something else. So,
well,
okay, back, and I'm going to get off my soapbox because I can get preachy and really passionate about my fandoms.
You
talk to me about The Walking Dead. Oh, Weird Western or not?
Not.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a travesty. Are we going to disagree again?
No.
Oh, thank you. I saw the look out of the corner of my eyes like, I pissed it off again.
Yes.
Can I answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We have full audience participation. I've quit moderating.
So, earlier we talked about how one of the hallmarks of the weird Western genre is that the people, they solve problems with very little resources.
Yes.
In The Walking Dead, they never solve their effing problems. They just go from misery to misery to misery and do stupid reaction after stupid reaction after stupid reaction.
They never learn,
and they're never proactive. And even when they improvise, they only improvise insofar as to build the drama enough to have another miserable event happen.
And
that they should have seen
by
coming.
Tons of resources
that they just don't use. Yes.
So it's not even a rare...
You've literally never seen them forage, not one time.
Right.
Not one time.
Right.
And the flora is fantastic.
Especially after 4 years.
Like, none of them are doing anything with, like, medicinals or anything. They're just like, and I can't do it. It's not a weird Western because... If it were a weird Western, they would be doing it.
It's not. No. It falls squarely into the genre of misery porn. That's what it is. It is misery porn.
And someone, one of my friends who had never seen it before.
I didn't even know. It was a genre.
I think I made
it.
There is a big note.
New genre. One of my friends who had never seen it before said, how would you describe The Walking Dead?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
No, I jumped all over you. I'm sorry. Yes. We do have a question right over here.
I can't see you. I'm short. So if you have a question, just shout it out.
What about John Carpenter's movies?
Which one?
Well,
like The Thing.
His early ones, because I know the first one, I'm drawing a blank. The one where they're pulled up against the. In the police station against the...
Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah.
Didn't they remake that?
That was based off of
they're
a
both
Western
pretty
there.
Damn good.
Port Apache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Port
Apache.
I know he's based off of
I was just thinking Prince of Darkness, which is kind of pretty much the same thing, where they were, you know, all these people were holed up in a church, you know, against legions of, you know, something is evil and possessing and...
I don't know.
I didn't see that one, so I don't have a reference for that.
What about the last Judge Dredd movie then?
See, I guess for me, the Western, it's not just a small group of people. It's more than just a small group of people overtaking an insurmountable odd, because then The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings would be a weird Western, which they're not. So it has to be more than that. It has to be like a new frontier. And that new frontier piece is what drives them all to have to work together where they more than normally would not.
That's
how it. So like The Stand.
Yes. Much better.
Or and in Roland's case, he has to draw his quartet to him. And they are all in an unfamiliar place. Even the world, even though Roland is from Midworld and from Gilead, it's not the world he remembers or recognizes.
The world has moved on.
So the world, of course, the world has moved on. And so for him, it's a new landscape too, and they're forced to work together. So it's got to be more than so. And I'm not. I don't know if I'm answering your question or not. But for me, it has to be more than to make it weird. And this is where I'm having issues with horror, because horror kills everybody at the end, and the black guy first, and then everybody else. So I have issues. So for me, it's not just, that's why The Walking Dead doesn't work for me either. The group that survives, there has to be a group that survives at the end. It has to be people who survive at the end. And so some of the horror stories that you guys are giving me, everyone dies. Or a bunch of people die. And you guys are like, what, in the West, Nicole, whole towns die from dysentery. I get you.
Terry was a badass.
But, huh?
Terry was a badass. You don't diss Terry.
You don't diss Terry.
You don't diss Terry because he's awesome.
That was an awful joke.
He kills everybody. But so I feel like, I think for me, if you look at the ones like that we've mentioned before, like Firefly, like Cowboy Bebop, like the Weird Wild West, or the Wild Wild West, these people are working together to be successful and survive. Even if you look at Star Trek. People die along the way, sure, but it's not everybody.
No, just right? You're wearing a red shirt.
Right.
Yes. And what's that game used to play back in the 80s where people have to eat each other and they go on the trail?
The Oregon Trail. I love that game.
Okay, so we're not doing the Oregon Trail. It's not a weird Western. Okay.
No, with the rate of dysentery and everything else, it's pretty darn weird.
It is kind of strange how everybody dies all the time.
Right.
It's even better when you're playing
so
both.
So I'm saying that one of the things we talked about, and Chris, you helped me with this. Mm-hmm. We said that one of the things had to be that, but I'm adding that there has to be some survival.
You're altering the deal.
A little bit, sure.
Okay. All right.
We're evolving. We're building this ship as we're flying. We're assembling the horse as we're going. Giant spider. All right, so we have to build a weird Western, at least the bones of one. So we
How did Kenneth Branagh poop in that show? In that movie, that's the only thing that really bothers me about this whole thing. He's only got this much of his body. There's nothing here. Sorry.
That.
What was it?
Colostomy bag.
But they didn't show it.
Well, why would you want to see a colostomy bag?
I'm like, why would you?
There's something we don't know about.
We also never saw him
really in weird way.
Nobody ever saw him. Use your imagination.
That's just true.
I never saw him.
You know, the first thing I see is a Steve Howard wheelchair. I'm like, how's he cool?
All right, so we're going to build a weird Wild Western, and I'm going to write down our specifics. So tell me, what landscape, what setting?
Underwater. Why not?
Underwater.
The rugged
land.
Underwater.
I came here to find out one thing.
Yeah.
If you have recommendations for like the lone cowboy weird western where it's a dwarf. As the lone cowboy traveling around helping people out.
There's
Willow.
Rides tall in the saddle.
But you need to make it, you know.
Yes.
An unknown landscape and all that kind of stuff, so there's never been in before.
So that's not a dwarf, but Dark Crystal kind of works a little bit.
That's true, too.
Not terribly, but a little bit.
A little bit.
It's a strange.
Like, that's the closest thing I can catch to it.
It's still fantasy-ish.
Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. That would fall more into the fantasy category, I think.
So we want a dwarf underwater.
Riding a seahorse.
You sound like a
sea cow.
With a big scar around his neck.
Again, a dwarf with a scar, because he was hung.
Right.
But dwarves don't ride horses.
Not yet.
Ponies. Seahorses.
Yeah, I'd have to.
They're going to have something because they're heavy. They would sink.
Right.
How about porpoises?
Or porpoises, I'm good with that.
Something that can swim fast.
but it's trying to breed giant sea horses.
This is true.
What better a steed than a sea otter?
People walking underwater.
They're agile.
They might be bigger than sea horses, but you can't do sea horses.
No. Shush. Settle down.
Manatees. Are we vetoing manatees?
Yes.
But manatees are slow and clumsy, and nothing steep
like
that.
So are dwarves.
They're like cows.
Underwater world, like dome cities.
They are
town. You go to town. This dome is so, you know, doesn't even have a main street.
How do we have a shootout at high noon if you can't see?
Thank you.
Shootout at high tide.
A ghost dome.
That's your title right there. Shootout at high tide.
Oh.
You know you have to write
that. Oh. Yeah,
right. Now you have two mind. Women telling you what to write.
Oh, God. Three if you count, Tony.
Character name for our dwarf who's writing.
So
a manatee.
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles is the manatee's name.
It's both.
But you need to get a really good
call me.
Because then you can go, oh, the huge manatee.
So Bubbles is writing his
name. That'd be like a motif running through
underwater.
Story.
The gunslinger. Bubbles.
I have multiple problems.
And we didn't talk about this, but we didn't talk about this, but must your Weird Western have a gun? Must they be a gunslinger?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe not necessarily a gunslinger.
Maybe not a six shooter, but yes.
You need someone throwing some lead somewhere.
Okay.
I would say.
And then instead of marauding crowds of Indians, you could have marauding crowds of
silver
spoons.
No?
How about harpoons?
Harpoons, thank you.
They were samurai.
Nature.
Harpoons.
Yeah, one of them.
You need a
I
weapon.
Like that.
You need a weapon.
So Bubbles, our dwarf, he's riding his manatee underwater, and he's attacking what with his harpoon? Taking down sharks.
Well, who's our bad guy? We need a bad guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this is what we're going
who's
for.
Getting
okay.
Who's getting our poo? Who's getting our poo?
Whales.
Jason.
Would this be the
sentient beings, though?
The kelp syndicate.
Mutant sharks.
Get out. He's facing off tuna wrestlers.
Yes!
Tuna wrestlers!
Yes!
Maybe mutant seahorses are evil.
Why did we just describe Charlie Tuna as a bad guy? You realize that, right? Sorry, Charlie. Bang!
It's
an awful one. It's a terrible one. Don't anybody remember that.
Erase that. That was horrible.
Mark the tape.
All right, so, as we're saying, sorry, Charlie. Here's your harpoon. What did Charlie do? To which, what's our conflict? Because
he's
Bubbles can't just take people out with harpoons for no reason.
Charlie Tuna is going after the seahorses on Bubbles Ranch.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
He's wrestled
his
seahorses.
No, on the Old Widow's Ranch.
Of course.
Oh, the Old Widow's Ranch. We absolutely need a damsel in distress.
Seahorse.
And it would be a mermaid. Of course.
Because it's underwater.
What's our mermaid's name who needs rescuing because someone is taking the seahorses off of her ranch?
Granny.
Ariel.
Monica.
Also.
No, Disney, we don't mean that.
Ariel? That's a silly
Not
name.
Ariel?
No one would ever name that a mermaid of Ariel.
Shelly.
Shelly the clam?
Wow. We're not even.
All right.
We're not even trying anymore. Let's just go for it.
We are out of time.
I know.
Oh, darn.
I am giving these notes to Chris.
No, you are not.
To write our story.
Yay. Yeah. Hold still? Thanks. Oh, no, it caught fire. I lost it.
Oh, thank you for your great participation. Thank you to our panelists. I hope you had an excellent time.
And that was another moment from RavenCon. Again, thank you so much to RavenCon for everything you do and putting on such a fantastic show. Make sure you go to RavenCon.com and start getting ready for next year, because we will see you there. Thank you to all the panelists and to all the party people. This moment from RavenCon is a presentation of GeekRadioDaily.com.